This interim assessment is a structured pause in your learning journey. You have now completed a significant block of content covering HTML structure, semantic tags, title hierarchies, accessibility, code cleanliness, file naming conventions, and a first mini project in the form of a semantic resume. This text gives you a complete and honest overview of everything you should know and be able to do at this stage, so that you can identify your strengths and the areas where you need to consolidate before moving forward. Why this kind of checkpoint matters in your training. Adults learning new technical skills benefit enormously from regular self-evaluation. Rather than waiting for an external assessment to discover gaps, a self-assessment checklist allows you to take ownership of your learning. At this stage of the full-stack web developer course, the HTML and semantic structuring chapter lays the groundwork for everything that comes next: CSS styling, JavaScript interactivity, and eventually back-end development all depend on a solid and well-structured HTML foundation. If the structure is shaky, every layer built on top of it will be harder to manage. Take this assessment seriously. Core Concept 1: Understanding what HTML is and what it does. HTML stands for Hypertext Markup Language. It is not a programming language. It is a markup language, meaning it describes the structure and meaning of content using tags. Every web page you visit is built on an HTML skeleton. A browser reads the HTML file and renders it visually for the user. HTML by itself does not control colors, fonts, or animations. Those are the responsibilities of CSS and JavaScript respectively. At this stage, you should be able to explain this distinction clearly and confidently. You should know that an HTML document always begins with a document type declaration written as an exclamation mark followed by doctype and HTML in capital letters, surrounded by angle brackets. This declaration tells the browser which version of HTML is being used. The modern standard is HTML5. Below the declaration comes the root element, which is the HTML tag. Inside it, you find exactly two main sections, the head and the body. The head contains metadata, information about the page that is not displayed directly to the user, such as the page title visible in the browser tab, character encoding declarations, and links to external style sheets. The body contains everything the user actually sees on screen. Core Concept 2: Semantic Tags and Why They Exist. Semantic HTML means using tags that carry meaning about the content they contain, not just visual formatting instructions. Before semantic HTML became the standard, developers used generic div and span tags for everything, relying entirely on class names and styles to give structure. This approach made pages harder to read for both humans and machines. Semantic tags solve this problem. When you use a header tag, you are telling the browser, search engines, and screen readers that this section is the introductory or navigational part of the page. When you use a nav tag, you are signaling that this area contains navigation links. When you use a main tag, you are identifying the primary content of the page. When you use an article tag, you are marking a self-contained piece of content that could stand alone, such as a blog post or a news item. When you use a section tag, you are grouping related content within a larger context. When you use an aside tag, you are identifying supplementary content that is related to but not essential to the main content, such as a sidebar. When you use a footer tag, you are marking the bottom section of the page or a component, typically containing contact information, copyright notices, or secondary navigation. Other important semantic tags include the figure and fig caption tags, used to associate an image or diagram with its descriptive caption. The time tag is used to mark up dates and times in a machine-readable way. The address tag is used for contact information. The mark tag highlights relevant text. The strong tag marks text of strong importance, while the M tag marks text with emphasis. Both of these carry semantic meaning, unlike the old bold and italic tags, which were purely visual. You should be able to look at a page and decide which semantic tag is appropriate for each section. For example, if you are building a personal portfolio page, the top area with your name and main navigation links belongs in a header tag. The links themselves go inside a nav tag. Your biography and work samples belong inside a main tag, possibly divided into section tags. Each individual project could be wrapped in an article tag. A panel showing related skills or certifications on the side could be an aside. The copyright information and social media links at the bottom belong in a footer tag. Core Concept 3: The Heading Hierarchy and Accessibility. HTML provides 6 levels of headings, from H1 to H6. The H1 tag is the most important heading on the page and should appear only once per page, representing the main topic. The H2 tags represent major subsections. The H3 tags represent subsections within those, and so on down to H6. This hierarchy is not decorative, it is functional. Accessibility tools called screen readers, used by people with visual impairments, navigate web pages by jumping between headings. If your heading hierarchy is broken or illogical, the page becomes confusing and unusable for these users. Search engines also use heading structure to understand the content and relevance of a page. Skipping levels, for example going from H1 directly to H4, or using headings purely for their default font size is a mistake that harms both accessibility and search engine optimization. A concrete correct example, a page titled My Portfolio would have an H1 saying My Portfolio. A section for professional experience would have an H2 saying professional experience. Within that section, each job title could be an H3. If a job entry had multiple responsibilities listed with a label, those labels could be H4. You would never jump from H2 to H5 without the intermediate levels. Core Concept 4, HTML comments and clean indentation. Code is read by humans as much as by machines. In a professional environment, you will always work in teams or hand over your code to other developers. Comments and indentation are not optional niceties. They are professional standards. In HTML, a comment is written by opening with an angle bracket, exclamation mark, and two dashes, then writing your comment text, then closing with two dashes and a closing angle bracket. Comments are invisible to the user in the browser but visible to anyone reading the source code. Use comments to mark the beginning and end of major sections, especially when sections are long and their closing tags appear far from their opening tags. For example, you might write a comment just before the closing tag of the navigation section to clarify what is being closed. Indentation means adding consistent spacing, usually two or four spaces, chosen once and applied uniformly, to show the nesting relationship between tags. A child element should always be indented one level deeper than its parent. This makes the structure of the document immediately readable at a glance. Poorly indented code, even if technically valid, is a red flag in any professional code review. Core Concept 5, File Naming and Folder Structure. Even before writing a single line of code, how you name your files and organize your project folder reflects your professional maturity. The main HTML file of any web project should always be named index.html. This is a universal convention that web servers use to automatically serve the correct file when a user visits a website address without specifying a file name. File names should always be in lowercase. They should use hyphens to separate words, not spaces or underscores. For example, a file called aboutme.html is correctly named. A file called aboutme.html or about_me.html does not follow standard conventions. Spaces in file names cause errors in web addresses. Uppercase letters can cause conflicts between operating systems that treat file names differently. A clean and simple folder structure for a beginner project would place the index.html file at the root of the project folder, with a subfolder named CSS containing style sheets, a subfolder named images containing image files, and a subfolder named JS for JavaScript files when those are introduced. This structure is predictable, readable, and scalable. Self-assessment checklist. Use the following checklist honestly. For each point, ask yourself whether you can do it independently, without needing to look it up. If you hesitate, that is a signal to review the relevant lesson before continuing. I can write a complete and valid HTML5 document structure from scratch, including the document type declaration, the HTML tag with a language attribute, the head with a title and character encoding, and a body. I can explain the difference between a semantic tag and a generic tag, and I can give at least 5 examples of semantic tags with their specific meanings. I can identify which semantic tag to use for any given section of a typical web page, such as a header, navigation bar, main content area, sidebar, and footer. I can build a heading hierarchy that is logical, accessible, and never skips levels, and I can explain why this matters for accessibility and search engines. I can write HTML comments correctly and use them to make long documents easier to navigate. I can apply consistent indentation to an HTML document so that the nesting structure is immediately visible to any reader. I can name HTML files and organize project folders according to professional conventions, using lowercase names, hyphens between words, and a logical subfolder structure. I completed the semantic resume mini project and can explain the choices I made for each tag used. I can look at a poorly structured HTML document and identify the mistakes: missing semantic tags, broken heading hierarchy, lack of comments, poor indentation, incorrect file names. What to do if you identify gaps? If you realize you cannot do one or more of the points above without hesitation, go back to the specific lesson that covers it. Do not move forward hoping the gap will fill itself. HTML is the foundation. Every lesson in CSS, JavaScript, and back-end development will assume you are comfortable with everything listed above. Taking 15 minutes now to revisit a concept saves you hours of confusion later. If you can check off every point with confidence, you are genuinely ready to move forward into styling with CSS. The transition will feel natural because a well-structured HTML document is already prepared to receive style sheets cleanly and logically. Final note on professional mindset. In a professional full-stack development environment, HTML structure is rarely something senior developers spend time debating. It is expected to be correct from the start. Recruiters and technical reviewers who look at a candidate's code pay attention immediately to structure and cleanliness. A portfolio page with broken heading hierarchy, missing semantic tags, and inconsistent indentation sends a negative signal regardless of how visually attractive the page looks. The work you have done in this chapter is the invisible backbone of everything you will build. Own it completely.